time to check in with Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. And Joseph, so many emails and texts this week, like this one. Joseph is sounding very different this week. You can hear the fear. He's very brave, as are the Ukrainian people. How are you today?
Hey, Bob, and always great to hear the feedback from your audience. I'm good today. I'm talking to you from Kyiv. I just had lunch at my friend Ishat's parents' cafe. It's Armenian-Ukrainian home cooking. They also continue to make meals for soldiers and those in need through the World Central Kitchen. Although, as my friends informed me today, the budget from such charities is decreasing pretty rapidly, even though the need is incredibly strong. And as we were sitting there in this restaurant, the last time I visited there 3 months ago, there were still beds. It's an underground restaurant. There were beds there because it had been a shelter for the first few months of the war. And we were, you know, now it's normal. You know, it was busy with the lunch crowd, people who were working. And so there have been a lot of positive changes here in Kyiv. Yesterday, after I spoke with you, I went to Irpin and Bucha. And I hope everyone remembers those names. That's where those are the suburbs of Kyiv where the horrible atrocities happened, where the Russians massacred civilians in those first days and weeks of the war. They're beautiful suburbs. They're pine trees everywhere, beautiful parks. So it's really hard to imagine the horrors that happened there. I knew many guys who fought there. And so I'd heard the stories. And as we were driving those roads, I recognized some of the places. And, you know, I was in my mind imagining the Russian tanks and my friends, you know, shooting out of a house toward the Russians. And now there's been amazing progress that the roads are repaved in many places. You can still see some of the damage. But even as we were driving there yesterday, people were fixing their houses. And so you do see this resilient spirit. Those two suburbs were only about 20 minutes drive from Krashatyk Street, the heart of Kyiv, and from Bankova Street, where Zelensky's office is. 20 minutes. Just imagine 20 minutes from Millennium Park. You know, if you had a horrible, ruthless enemy 20 minutes from there. That's how close they were to taking Kyiv. And, you know, as I realized as I walked these streets of Kyiv today, it's very, you know, everyone still has their quiet, hidden pains, and it's not easy. But compared to walking the streets of Kharkiv, I keep having sort of flashbacks to everything I saw in Kharkiv. And, Bob, especially the faces of the people in that city of Kharkiv, whether it's the staff in the hotel or strangers walking down the sidewalk or a hostess in the restaurant, one of the few restaurants that was operating, I saw pain, but especially bewilderment. Like this can't be real. This is some horrible, horrible dream. And as my translator and cameraman said after our time in Kharkiv, he said, I feel empty. There are no more emotions. And I think everyone, even in Kyiv, we're all kind of in this dreamlike state. You know, it's real, but it's still hard to imagine. So what I didn't mention yesterday, if you go to UkrainianFreedomNews.com, we posted a short video so you can see what I was seeing as I was describing to you those scenes from Kharkiv a couple of days ago.
I know a lot of our listeners want to do that. UkrainianFreedomNews.com. You paint such dramatic, vivid pictures for us, Joseph, but being able to actually see the video will be very, very interesting. How's the effort to get a drone?
You know, that was, I guess it was just last week. It seems like 5 years ago. But when I was traveling through Donetsk and I made the request to your audience, Bob, and within, I didn't have cell service. We had to go dark for a while. And when I turned my phone on a few hours later, we had everything we needed to buy a drone. So thank you to the listeners of WGN. And as soon as we have a video of that, you know, of the work that drone will be doing in Kherson, I'll make sure to let you all know. And if you go to UkrainianFreedomNews.com, click on Support Us, you can see a video of a previous drone in action. It was amazing to know that from a roadside cafe, in what felt like a Coen Brothers movie with missiles flying about, I was able to ask the people of Chicago for help for a drone, and it worked. So thank you. Thank you.
So wonderful to hear that, Joseph. We so appreciate your reporting, especially this week, how you've humanized the story for us. And I hope you stay safe, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you very much.